Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Backseat Producers, Backseat Box Office, and Sausage Fest proudly bring to you the Backseat Box Office Season 3 Season Finale. Let's get ready to prognosticate! As always, I'm your host, William Paul, for the Backseat Box Office Results Show. This is for episode number 88, the weekend of May the 25th through the 27th. Now, as always, if this is your first Backseat Box Office episode, go ahead, stop, go back to a regular episode. Usually it's one right before or right after this. Listen to a regular episode, then come back to the Results Show. We'll wait. No worries. Now, as always, with this, we try to go over the results of the weekend's box office, the movies that have come in 1 through 5. We have some listener participation, let people decide how they think the weekend will be, what movies will come in those positions. We assign points. Everybody starts off with a 25. For every position you have a movie off, that is minus 1 point. If you have the number 1 movie off, that's 2 points off per position. Now, previously, we've had in the theaters Avengers, Battleship, Dictator, Dark Shadows, and What to Expect When You're Expecting. This week, they are joined by Men in Black 3, a biopic about the three most prominent men in black: Johnny Cash, Batman, and Darth Vader. Also this past weekend was The Chaprumple Diaries, a docudrama following Jonathan's attempts to bring a Chaprumple to Sausage Fest. And then, expanding into wider release this past weekend, The Best Erotic Mangold Hotel. Now, the morality clause does prevent me from providing any type of description for this movie, so we're just going to go ahead and move on. Did anyone get a 25 this week for their predictions? No. What would a 25 have had as those predictions? Well, that's Men in Black 3 at number 1, The Avengers at number 2, Battleship at number 3, The Dictator at number 4, The Chernobyl Diaries at 5. Now, I do want to go ahead and mention, we also have Dark Shadows coming in at number 6, and then The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel coming in at number 8. I mention those because there are some people who had those choices for their picks. So, with no 25s, did we have anybody end the season on a 24? We actually do. We have Uriah. He got 1 through 4 correct. And instead of Chernobyl Diaries at number 5, he actually put Dark Shadows at 6. So, as I said, a 24. Now, we move on to some 23s. We have 4 23s. Scott, Kugron, Jeff, and Monty. All three of them got Men in Black 3 correctly, Avengers correctly, Battleship correctly in third place, and then Chernobyl Diaries and The Dictator transposed instead of how they actually should be. And so those four gentlemen got 23s. Then we move on to a 22 from Mrs. Beast. She transposed, instead of later in the list, transposed The Avengers with Men in Black 3, putting Avengers at 1, Men in Black at 2. And so with that, that's 22. Remember, that's 2 points off for the first place position. Now we move on to score of 21. We have BD and Tad. We have BD and Tad. Tad sent in a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to that.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for the week. I was thinking about just ditto-ing Tony because, my goal is to just beat Tony and stay ahead of him, but I want to pull it out even farther and be even more than just 2/100ths of a point ahead of him. So I have some picks. They're pretty close to Tony's, but they're slightly different. Sorry, I'm walking down the street as I'm doing this, so there might be some cars going by in the background. Okay, So here's my first pick. Number one, Men in Black 3. Number two, Avengers. Number three, Chernobyl Diaries. Number four, Battleship. And I'm going to go with The Dictator at number five. I just don't think the Marigold Hotel or whatever is going to get enough to pass it. I just, you know, I think it's a possibility, but I'm gonna bet on Dictator so that I have a comedy in there. Although I don't know, Marigold Hotel might be a comedy. I'm not sure. I don't know that much about it. Anyway. Okay, those are my picks, and it was a fun season, and I'm looking forward to season number four. All right, bye-bye.
And to recap, that was Tad and BD with Men in Black 3 at 1, Avengers at 2, Chernobyl Diaries at 3 instead of 5, Battleship at 4 instead of 3, and then The Dictator at 5 instead of 4. We then move on to Tim, Andrew, and William. Andrew, of course, being one of our hosts, William being our intern. Those three gentlemen got a 21 by putting Men in Black 3 at 1, Avengers at 2, Battleship at 3, The Chernobyl Diaries at 4, and then Exotic Marigold Hotel at 5 instead of 8. So that was a 3-point dip on that last pick. We have Father Beast also with a 21, putting Men in Black 3 at 1, Avengers at 2, Chernobyl Diaries at 3 instead of 5, Battleship at 4 instead of 3, and then Dark Shadows at 5 instead of 6. Then we move on to Lena, Tony, and Jonathan. Now, these three, it was Lena who decided Men in Black 3 at number 1, Avengers at number 2, Chernobyl Diaries at number 3, instead of 5, Battleship at 4 instead of 3, and then Exotic Marigold Hotel at 5 instead of 8. Tony and Jonathan both said ditto Lena. Those picks gave each of them a 19. Now, also with a 19 is Mentally putting Avengers at number 1, Men in Black 3 at 2, Battleship, you got that one right at number 3, Dark Shadows at 4 instead of 6, and then The Dictator at 5 instead of 4. With that being the participants for the week, we want to go ahead and skip over to the leaderboards. This week, we're going to go ahead and close out the season going over the entire leaderboards. We're going to go ahead and start at the bottom, move our way up to the top. So, in last place, we do have Mentally sticking it out with a 17.22. Then in 17th spot, we have a 17.61. The Hobbit in 16th place with 17.84. Mrs. Beast is in 15th spot with an even 18 average score. Father Beast is in 14th place with an 18.93. Then Art in 13th spot, 19.21. Uriah is in the 12th spot with a 19.57. Then we come across our two hosts, Andrew and Jonathan. You just can't separate them. Jonathan likes it on the bottom, Andrew on the top. We have 11th place with Jonathan, 10th place with Andrew. Jonathan has a 20.18 and Andrew a 20.5. As I said, Andrew in 10th spot, breaking into our top 10. We have two hosts ending the season in the top 10. Then we move on to Monty in 9th place with 20.98. And then 8th place, we have no 8th place. We have two people in 7th place tied for 7th. First is Jeff with a 20.18. And then, of course, also in the 007 spot, Tony Mast. 6th place, we have Tad, the voicemail king, with a 21.26. Then we go to Lena in 5th place with a 21.5. 4th place, there is no 4th place, because once again, we have 3rd place tied. We've got Scott and Cougaron, both with a 21.66. Now we get down to the nitty-gritty. There's only so many people I haven't mentioned, and it could be either BD or Tim. Did Tim keep his top spot? Well, let me tell you, the second place position with an average score of 21.89, and then the top spot with a 21.90. Who's in second? Who's in first? Is it our reigning champion, BD, from last season? Is it the Ragey Red Tim? With 37 weeks of participation, we have BD in second place, which means Tim is in first place with only 10 weeks of participation. Now, that is it for the leaderboards. Congratulations, Tim. We'll go ahead and announce you as the winner of the third season of Backseat Box Office. Now, of course, as always, moving forward for the first week of the next season, I want to give you a heads up about some movies that are coming out this coming weekend. We have a movie coming out called For Greater Glory. Now, this is a movie about a Mexican rebellion in the 1920s. We have Snow White and the Huntsman, or as it's also known as, Twilight and Thor. We have Battlefield America, which of course is the long-awaited sequel to Battlefield Earth, and then Piranha 3DD. Story about a boy and his...
Redacted.
But wait, there's more. Because this is the end of the season, I want to go ahead and let you know about some movies that are coming up throughout the rest of the season, in between now and Sausage Fest. Yes, that's right, this summer season will run until Sausage Fest arrives there in October. So, some movies to look forward to in the summer months. First, we have Prometheus. Now, keep in mind, this is the next movie in the Clash of the Titans remake series. I believe it involves stealing fire from the gods. Next, we have Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. Now, this is a reboot of the Twilight franchise, keep that in mind, with 100% more sparkles. And, of course, speaking of reboots, we have Spider-Man coming out with 100% less Bruce Campbell. Then, we also have The Dark Knight Rises, a sequel to Batman XXX porn parody. And then, very close to the end of the season, we have Dread. That is a movie coming out detailing the use of a Jenga tower for roleplay games. Now, that's it for me. I hope you have a good week, a good weekend, and happy predictions. If you'd like to join in on the fun, there's multiple ways you can send us your picks. First, you can email us at tony@backseatproducers.com. You can call our voicemail line at 618-207-4794. You can send us a tweet at BetterInTheBack. You can also go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and have Google Voice call you. No long-distance charges.